Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,682. Douglas G. and Leanne D. Pfeiffer, trustees, seek a variance to reduce the side yard setback, section 115-181B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the south side of Rogers Avenue, approximately 657 feet west of Coastal Highway Route 1. The 911 address is 21025 Rogers Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, map 20.13, parcel 60.01. Specifically, they are asking for a 0.7-foot variance for the chimney. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Steve, you can state your name and address for the record.
Joe Choma, 19733 Beaver Dam Road, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
Members of the board, I am Bill Schaub still, and I am here on behalf of the Pfeiffers. Mr. and Mrs. Pfeiffer have a retail business, and when they first told them when the hearing was going to be, they thought they could make it. Then they found out they could not. So in their place is Mr. Choma, who is the realtor, probably is more familiar with the property than they are, because he's the realtor who sold it to them and showed the property many times, and that is the reason for his presence. But this case, again, is like so many others. As stated in the application, the property was bought as a vacant lot in 1971, and the existing house was built in 1985. The original owner then sold it to Mr. and Mrs. Pfeiffer, and the survey done for the settlement shows that the chimney is 0.8 feet too close to the property line for chimneys. It's an 8-foot setback, and this chimney is 7.2 feet. The picture that I've given shows the property as you're standing at the front looking down, and you can see that the lot is a narrow lot, and the chimney has to be so far from the house, and the chimney itself has to be a certain size. And again, we never know when we're coming here 30 years later why someone measured incorrectly or didn't read correctly, but obviously one of those two things happened. But in this case, it was not the Pfeiffers who didn't measure correctly or read correctly. And but more importantly, again, that house and the chimney have been there at this point 30 years. It obviously affects nobody, because how would a neighbor ever know if you looked at a house that your chimney's a couple inches too close to a property line? So it really, it's hard to believe it could adversely affect any property owner. It's the minimum variance that's needed to correct the situation, and it's the only way to correct the situation, because a chimney must be a certain size. To correct it, you really have to take the chimney down. You take the chimney down, you don't have a fireplace anymore, and you've affected all sorts of things about your house. And that the reasonable use of the property requires, in this case, that the variance be granted. Mr. Choma, first of all, you've listened to what I've said to the board?
Yes.
And could you explain to the best of your knowledge, is what I've explained about the property true?
Yes, it is.
And could you explain to the board your involvement in this property?
I sold the Pfeiffer's property, and Mr. Schaub said, I showed it to him many times, and nobody was aware of the setback.
Okay.
It was not disclosed in the seller's disclosures. The seller had no idea that it was encroaching either.
And for how long have you been a realtor?
Going into my 14th year.
And you sell mostly in the Lewis and Rehoboth area? Do you feel, in your professional opinion, that the chimney and the fireplace add value to that property?
Yes.
Do you think, on the other hand, that having the chimney in its present location detracts or adversely affects any surrounding properties?
No, not at all.
I would also like to point out, on the survey, there shows a shed in the backyard, and that is a movable shed. And honestly, I'm not here seeking a variance for that. I can't honestly tell you if it's still there. because I forgot to ask the Pfeifers. They were going to move it.
What's your decision? What's it going to be? That would be my question to you.
Well, the shed clearly is too close. It needs to be moved. I think it has.
They already did.
I thought so too. I just forgot.
Not that. Part of this application. This application is only for the chimney.
What do you figure you're going to do?
No, I just wanted to point out because the survey showed it there, and they told me they were going to move it.
They complied with
that.
No, we're not asking for variance for the shed. Okay. Because they said early on they would either move it or take it down because I think it was not in very good shape either.
Yeah, the way it appears here, it's encroaching. So.
Yes, yeah. No question.
Okay. What is the chimney, 2 feet?
Chimneys can encroach into the side and rear yard setbacks 2 feet.
2 feet, right? Okay. No other questions.
Mr. Morton, questions? Mr. Mill?
No questions.
Ms. Johnson?
No questions.
Ms. Cornwell, I'm seeing on the application, it looks like the staff notes that it was a 0.7-foot variance, but the applicants indicated it's a 0.8-foot variance.
Mm.
And I'm the way I'm looking at it, it looks like it would be a 0.8-foot variance.
Yeah, it should be a 0.8-foot variance.
Okay.
Staff misspoke, so I apologize.
No, it can approach 2 feet.
Okay. That's the reason I asked that question, so we could clear that one up.
So we had a
0.8-foot. Yeah. All right.
Are there
once again, Mr. Chairman? Once again, as we had a situation last week, it's been the board's. The way we've done things in the past, because it is encroaching beyond the allowable encroachment, then we would call this a 2.8-foot variance.
2.8-foot variance, we would be.
Well, that's the policy you've set up throughout the board. So that was the next question I was going to ask. Are we going to enforce that policy?
What we established.
Well, it would either need to be a 0.8-foot variance from the 8-foot side yard setback or a 2.8-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback.
Right.
Depending on how you want to classify it.
But just the section of code would be the 0.8-foot that was referenced in all of the legal ads. So
we should use that one.
If there's any legal issues, that might be and I defer to you about that one.
So the
there should be a 0.8-foot variance from the 8-foot side yard setback for a chimney.
So the policy is not, we're not going to enforce
advertise that way. That's
okay. All right.
Basically what you're saying is the setback from this side yard setback is so many feet. That's what it apparently says in the code.
Right.
So that's what we're doing the variance from.
Okay.
So. You got to do the house to advertise.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. That straightens that out.
All right. Then are there any further questions?
No questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,682. The applicant is thoroughly again, explain to the board the criteria for a variance. The original owner sold the house in the condition it's in with the encroachment of the chimney. So the uniqueness of the property is that you'll see that is, 50 foot wide. That certainly is a small frontage. Also that which makes it unique in the fact. And then a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And the exceptional practical difficulty certainly hasn't been created by the applicant. It was by the seller. and a variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Again, I have a motion by Mr. Ricker and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,682. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So again, by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,682 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes.